Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
869-1240, should you want to join the show. That's the hotline number. Feel free to get with it. Gotta sneak in the girl to the team hotel.
When and how did he plan on sneaking her out?
That's a great question.
Kemah Silverand, Seahawks rookie, waived for breaking COVID protocol, trying to sneak a woman into the team hotel. Before they'd even practice once, I think.
Yeah.
That would make the story, I don't know, worse or better, but the question we seemingly ask each other at least twice a week is like, how hard is it for you guys, whoever we're talking about, to just behave? To just and this is the ultimate in being unable to behave yourself.
Well, and then you've got the double indemnity of you're a rookie about to realize the dream of trying to make an NFL football team. You are a rookie that is still trying, or that is at the very early stages of trying to curry favor with veterans from a standpoint of trust in the middle of a pandemic, but you can only think of yourself and don't really give a damn about anyone else. And I don't mean to overly simplify this, but that's essentially the case.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, okay, that's it. I mean, really, it's like, you know, screw you guys. I don't give a damn. I'm going to get whatever.
You know what is what he was trying to get.
Exactly. And it's like, really? Okay. Sorry, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Go figure it out.
And this seems like oversimplification, too, and we brought this up, or at least broached this subject before. But let's fast forward however many months or years when COVID is a distant memory, and hopefully it's not very far away. But these kinds of things stay with these guys that pulled knuckleheaded stuff when they were either in the bubble or this kid. You know, remember back in 2020 when Kemah Silverand, you know, if he's, you know, bucking for a roster spot sometime in the future, this is stapled to the old resume about.
Well, of course.
And kind of revealing what kind of a teammate he potentially would be.
Now, well, right.
This is extreme because we're in a pandemic, but this is also all the more reason to be a team guy, and that you're going to get quite a few marks on the good side of the ledger if you're one of the guys that minded your P's and Q's this whole time, and he couldn't even make it past one practice before the Seahawks waived him. Kind of same for Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger for the Indians. And they had more than a couple of guys on that team, the Indians, that, you know, spoke pretty critically of them, that they're going to have to earn their trust back, and they're, you know, disappointed in those two guys. Now, Plesac went ballistic on his Instagram, putting up a couple of videos. in essence, blaming the media for reporting that what he did. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, you are revealing a lot about yourself as a teammate and as somebody that can be trusted or lack thereof if you're breaking COVID protocols, whether you're in a bubble or not.
Yeah.
You see, the Cowboys are kind of trying to bubble up themselves. Kind of take it upon themselves try to sequester themselves into a team hotel.
I think that's a smart thing to try and do, and it may not always work with everybody, but I think it's probably the smarter thing to do. By the way, Silverand was an Oklahoma State guy, is an Oklahoma State guy.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah. He was an undrafted free agent and had signed for like 2000. And so he would have been a long shot in camp anyway. But, you know, you're in a camp.
Yeah, anyway. It's great. You can't make a team if you're not in a camp. And he already at least had that shot, you know.
Sure he did. Right.
We want to hear from Mark Emmert about a bubble for some sports. We're jumping a little bit, but that's okay. Mark Emmert spoke yesterday publicly on, we already heard about you can't have a college football commissioner. We already heard or knew that, well, I don't know. Did we talk about there won't be fall championships? NCAA announced that yesterday, I think. And that it's up to the individual schools. How about this? Think about this before we hear from him, if we even do it all. Iowa State gets to play football. Iowa's not.
Right.
UMass canceled their football season. Boston College didn't. Purdue, Indiana, not going to play. But others in – who was the school that I saw in Indiana that was the – that ruined my – ruin my example, but this is so frustrating that, and I'm not necessarily placing blame on the MAC or the Mountain West or even the Pac-12, but just not waiting a little bit. And I don't know what the number would have to be as far as, okay, we're on the good side of this and we can play football safely. But I just can't believe that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 pulled the trigger that quick. To just say we're not going to even
either
try.
Either that or they have what they consider to be enough science to make a decision that maybe the SEC, Big 12, and ACC – don't feel as hurried. Maybe the Big Ten and the Pac-12 had seen enough, and in their mind was like, okay, it crosses the line, and what is the point? And obviously, the other three aren't at that point. So I don't know. I mean, this is all going to happen very quickly, and we're going to find out. And we're 30 days away, 30 days, 29 days away from kickoff in the NFL.
Yeah.
Less than that now. No, so but it's a little bit later now for college football, right? So we're talking September for college football.
26-ish, I think, in the Big 12, for example.
So
let me ask you, a dumb question. And I'm just – this is the spitballing segment apparently, but – and I usually don't specialize in these types of segments, but whatever, it's Friday. YOLO.
Totally. Assuming
you're COVID-free, negative tests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how's football, besides the violence, that much different than the NBA? Or hockey, for example. Those guys, you talk about right next to each other. What am I missing here? Why the big fear about football, assuming perfection here, I'm talking about negative tests and nobody has the COVID, then why is football a bigger deal than the NHL, or the NBA?
Great question.
Those are very much contact sports any way you slice it.
Pile-ups, maybe. I don't know. Is it that simple?
Hey, I watched a fair amount of the Blackhawks and the Golden Knights last night, and those guys weren't necessarily piled up. Yeah, I know. But those guys still I didn't see any full-blown fights, but, you know, when the goalie covers up around the crease, there's still plenty of people pushing and shoving and leaning, banging on each other. And if the puck's in the corner, there are four or five guys, you know, doing the same thing that they always have. So, I don't know. And maybe that was an elementary question.
I don't know. They're playing in a bubble. Both of them are playing in bubbles. They are playing in controlled environments. I don't know how much.
Well, I know. That's why I qualified the question with assuming everybody's negative, you know. And that's a challenge when you're not in that quote-unquote bubble. But.
And so I don't know. I mean, I just don't. But the situation is so remarkably fluid that we'll get we're going to get some pretty good information from the NFL pretty quickly, I think. You know, once they start, you know, doing things with pads and they're in the same space and, you know, they're not going to be doing full bore tackling at camp. That's not done very much anymore, but we'll see how they all it'll be a huge get for the NFL if they can get through this first round of padded practices without positive tests.
Oh,
that would be very encouraging.
They'll plow through it one way or the other. Even if
they'll plow through it.
Yeah.
They'll plow through it, but it'll be interesting to see how the science comes back. I mean, are they avoiding outbreaks and things of that nature? I don't know. I don't know how the whole thing works. We'll find out. But we'll find out pretty quickly, I would imagine. And when do these college teams start getting into camp?
Aren't some of them already working out?
Pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are already on site, and a lot of them have dealt with issues already. Yeah. What's it going to be like
Florida State, I think, kind of stopping and then starting back up again. And
But we
shall see. Pretty short order. See, Jerry Jones is convinced that we're going to have fans, and he laid out a big, long list of here's how we're going to do it, too. To his credit, or whoever's credit that put together the – I mean, we're talking about plexiglass and pods of people, and unless you're shoving food or beverages in your face, your mask is on and whole nine yards. They're convinced that they're going to be able to do it with fans. Of course, it'll come down to every single specific place, you know, state ordinances, town ordinances, governors, mayors, stuff like that. But, and it, you know, team owners aren't going to have the hammer, of course. But if allowed, guys like, you can bet, guys like Jerry Jones, when the opportunity arises, are going to try to pull this off, even though the Redskins, haven't they announced that no, forget it, no fans?
Mm-hmm. That's what they've said.
Yeah, so I guess it depends on where you're at in the geographically, but
yeah,
you're right. We're gonna have not all the questions answered, but a bunch of them will be answered in pretty short order when it comes to football.
I would think so, and because a lot is happening in a short amount of time now, from a standpoint of getting ready to go, and no exhibitions in the NFL, obviously, but. Mm-hmm. Short period of time, not many days off, you know, a lot of close proximity, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, you've got all of this going on at the same time that the CDC yesterday talked about it being potentially the worst fall from a public health standpoint in our country's history. So, I mean, there's just so much stuff going on, and I think it'll be amazing if they can pull off football. More power to them. Go get after it. If you can pull it off and can do it safely, then that's absolutely great. And not in a bubble.
Wouldn't that teach the rest of us what's possible if they pull off a full football season without a bubble and yet they behave better than the Oklahoma State kid that was in the Seahawks camp does?
Sure.
You know?
Right.
Our own Adam Teicher from ESPN.com and a friend of the show has indicated on Twitter, Chiefs practice is winding down. Their first practice in pads, according to Adam Teicher. So, Chiefs, yep, fresh off of the signing of Travis Kelce, which we talked about in the first hour, wrapping up their first practice. So, it's almost here. We'll see if it goes wire to wire without any major outbreaks, which we hope. All right, OTD's coming up next. We'll wrap up not only August 14th, but the week here. Usain Bolt is front and center on this day in sports history. Brought to you by Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. We'll reveal the entire list when we come back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.